Hey there, I'm Andy Langer. Thanks for joining us for another edition of Esquire's Guide to New Music, The Andy Langer Show. We're back again with the same old game plan, but a good one, to run through the week's new release schedule and cherry-pick some albums we think are worth your lunch money, and then some songs that seem worth 99 cents. Let's get started. The Phoenix Foundation are from New Zealand. Their album came out 2 weeks ago in America, 3 years after it had in New Zealand. And it sounds every bit as vital as a record recorded yesterday. On their MySpace page, the Phoenix Foundation answer the sounds like question with an odd answer: gravy lollipops. Yes, folks, they sound like gravy lollipops. Actually, they sound like a cross between Star Sailor and the Flaming Lips, which isn't that odd. It just means there's strong pop songwriting here, quirky turns, and larger-than-life soundscapes. There's almost no chance this is going to wind up a record that sets America on fire, but it's definitely one to discover. There's a warmth to this album that makes you want to hear more immediately. As they say, this could be your new favorite band. It's definitely one of mine. Here's a sample of a tune called Sister Risk. 'Cause you're so pretty, I'm such a casual guy. That's the Phoenix Foundation. This week, Macy Gray releases her first record in nearly 4 years. Big. Will it be? Jury's out. Gray's got one of music's most unique love-em-or-hate-em voices, but she's always seemed to have very little idea what her voice is suited for. She's been a victim of horrible songwriting, weird production experiments, and a general career-wide lack of focus. Now Will I Am of the Black Eyed Peas, maybe music's most overrated producer, is taking a stab at coaxing out Gray's best, and he's not far off this time. Big has some nice moments, from big, hard-on-her-sleeve soul ballads about motherhood to bad breakups to a bizarre tale about a wife killing her husband to collect the insurance money. But if there's going to be a comeback, it's going to be around Finally Made Me Happy, a huge-sounding ballad with a huge choral gang vocal, a stunning piano interlude, and a lyric that's straightforward, universal, and fairly memorable. Here's a listen. That's Macy Gray. Austin-based country music maverick Jack Ingram releases his long-awaited new album this week called This Is It. In the latest issue of Esquire, Ingram picked up an ESCY Award. This is what we said. Brooks and Dunn, Sheryl Crow, and Brad Paisley have more cojones than we thought. Each has tapped Jack Ingram as a tour opener, and Jack Ingram is the last guy we'd want to follow on stage. This Texas-based maverick is a true triple threat. For men, there's his Springsteen-esque stage presence. For women, there's his Keith Urban-esque smile. And for all of us, there's his ever-growing arsenal of bona fide hits. His new record, This Is It, is loaded top to bottom with smartly spun sing-along anthems. But most of all, we love Jack Ingram because he plays country music for people who don't know they love modern country music. Peel the Nashville sheen off any of his hits, and you've got a gritty storyteller in the tradition of Willie and Wayland. And God knows country music could use a few more guys like that. That's an assessment we stand by. The record includes 3 songs that have already ridden high on the country charts: Wherever You Are, Love You, and his surprising cover of Lips of an Angel. But if you really want to see what makes Ingram so special, check this one, Ava Adele, a bare-bones tune about his daughter that shows you can strip away the gloss and there's a heck of a singer and a songwriter here. And I know that I ain't the first guy to take one look at a beautiful girl. Declare my search is through. I say this to you, I found love in Ava Adele. That's Jack Ingram. From there, we segue into something completely different, a new one from LP. I'll Sleep When You're Dead is the producer, MC, label founder's latest, and there's a lot of people that believe this could be the record where he leaves underground stature behind for greener pastures. Regulars like Aesop Rock and Cage are on board for cameos, but so are some surprises. Trent Reznor of Nine Inch Nails, Chan Cat Power Marshall, and members of Mars Volta, Yola Tango, and TV on the Radio. If the guest list suggests to you the record's all over the place, you'd be correct. But there's a consistency to the production, which a lot of folks are comparing to Public Enemy's Bomb Squad, and a feel that keeps the whole thing feeling fairly cohesive. Obviously, the Reznor track's going to pick folks' interest, so that's the one we'll share a piece of here. This is LP with Trent Reznor on a tune called Flyantology. 30,000, it's dropping, it's on a pop, and it lasts. Keep me in the sky, That's LP. Ready for the next massively hyped UK import you're going to read plenty about, only probably not to care all that much? Meet the Klaxons, purveyors of acid rave, sci-fi, punk funk, leaders of the UK's so-called new rave movement. They'll play Coachella next month, and while the songs are indeed clever and catchy, it remains to be seen how much American audiences want bizarre sci-fi storytelling mixed in with their rock and roll. All that said, Golden Scans is supposed to be the first Klaxon single, and it's truly memorable, not as a first bow of new rave, just as a good old-fashioned Britpop single. Take a listen. That's the Klaxons. From there, we head over to Oza Motley, the motley crew of Los Angelinos that specialize in drumline-enhanced live shows, anti-war mobilizations, and a fusion of Spanish, English, hip-hop, salsa, cumbia, dub, and Middle Eastern funk. Their fourth full-length album, Don't Mess With The Dragon, does what the first three did. It tries with varying results to match the intensity of their live shows. It's a tall order, but this could be the record they've come the closest. Each of the genre-jumping musical cross-pollinations seem just a little tighter than on previous efforts. Let's sample the title track, Don't Mess With The Dragon. Will you find your way back? And finally, we'll close with a record that hit stores last week, and when I say stores, I mean coffee shops. This one's a Starbucks exclusive. Sounds Eclectic, the Covers Project, collects covers recorded exclusively for KCRW in Los Angeles. You've got Girls in Hawaii covering Neil Young, The Magic Numbers interpreting Beyoncé's Crazy in Love, Damien Rice's take on Radiohead's Creep, plus Dido on James Taylor, M. Ward on Bowie, Rufus Wainwright on Neil Young, and more. What we'll play for you is a music geek dream track, The Flaming Lips taking on Radiohead's Knives Out. Nick Harcourt's liner notes say the band worked the whole thing out on the tour bus on the way over, and it's kind of obvious. That said, the hasty arrangement is different and confident, and exactly what a lot of folks probably imagine a Flaming Lips Radiohead collision might sound like, because it is. Here's the listen. If you've been under it only want to drown you back. Look into my eyes. That's the Flaming Lips doing Radiohead. And that does it for another edition of Esquire's New Music Podcast. We'll be back next week. Thanks for being here with us, and thanks to our podcast producer, Will Hoffman of Austin, Texas. And don't forget to look for the latest Esquire in your mailbox or on your newsstands now. Until next week, I'm Andy Langer, and this has been The Andy Langer Show.